this week, I'm very excited because I'm joined by a hilarious comedian who any time I spend time with, I barely get a word in. So I'm just going to clock off for the afternoon. Ross Noble.
Hello, it's lovely to be here.
Welcome to Boxed In.
That sounds terrible. Let's have a conversation. I feel bad.
No, I know, but it wasn't meant to sound terrible. Do you know what it meant to? I meant to say, I just love listening to you so much.
Right.
I don't want to talk. And you are one of the best talkers.
Oh, God bless you. Well, yeah, I feel like we should have a proper conversation rather than you just literally wind me up and you're
I know, but you're so fun to wind up.
God bless you.
I mean, the conversations I've had with you from A Beard of Bees, where honestly, it went for about 20 minutes and I enjoyed every second of it. I've actually got questions in front of me.
Let's just
really?
imagine if I just did yes to your question. You asked a question, I go, yep. Next one, no.
I know. Yeah.
There's nothing worse than that. That's happened to me before. I was doing an interview once.
Yeah.
And this woman asked me a question. And then as I started answering, she literally just started tidying up her desk. And I just went, she's in the radio thing. And she's just moving things around, like checking stuff. And I went, you're not listening to me, are you? She went, what? That was amazing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was like, it could have only been worse if she'd got like a toaster oven out, like a little, just got started preparing a toasty little thing like that.
Okay, I promise I won't.
So you've done proper questions.
Proper questions. Although Jaffles would be good right now. I'd love a toasty.
What?
Jaffles? That's what we call you. You're an Australian now.
I've not heard of them called, I've heard of Jaffas.
A Jaffle maker?
Jaff, is that
so? A toasted sandwich is a Jaffle in Australia.
I've never heard.
I've
been coming in for 20 years and I've never heard
Your children are pretty much Australian.
Yeah, Jaffle.
Yeah.
Hang on, is Jaffle like Breville? You know how the Breville...
No. You know what? I'm going to look up the derivative, like where Jaffles come from. Now,
wow, because Jaffa is those little sweets, isn't it? But Jaffle.
And they're good. See, they're not, Jaffle is a toasted sandwich derived from Jaffle iron. So we must call it a Jaffle iron.
Right.
I think because it's got the ridges in it.
Yeah, but that's a waffle.
Oh, that's a good point. You're listening to Boxed In with superstar comedian Ross Noble. You are much loved in this country, and you really, I mean, I know that obviously the UK still claim you, and as they should, you were born and bred over there, but you live here. You're one of us.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
Now, I've never known this, but where did it start for you, Ross? Like, when did you,
Ooh.
Were you a funny kid? Like, how did you get into comedy?
I was... terrible at school is basically I'm dyslexic. I'm sort of horrendous. I was always in like the bottom sets. I know it's hard to believe, but I was always able to put my hand up and I had quite good general knowledge, but couldn't write anything down.
Right.
So therefore, as I went through school, I was just kind of aware of the fact that I was sort of treated like a bit of an idiot, you know, like not on a big scale, but so I just sort of, I thought, I'm going to have to do something. I was aware of the fact that, you know, people, you had to get a job and all that. So I just thought, well, I just enjoyed, like, performing. Mm. So, yeah, so I just thought, I'll just get a job where I can do that. So I wanted to be a stuntman was my first thing. Yeah.
Did you have any qualifications for that or experience?
I used to jump off a caravan. With my school threw out, you know, the high jump mats.
Yeah.
They threw out like four of them and we were walking home. We went, they've put those in the bins. So me and my friends dragged them about a mile. It's not easy. They're a bit damp as well in the north of England, dragging damp sponge across a muddy field. But yeah, we took those back to my garden. So we had all these crash mats and we used to set them up and then put big piles of boxes out. And then sometimes we'd set fire to the boxes. And then we had a caravan. And we used to jump off the caravan into the boxes.
Yeah.
And then film ourselves doing it. And that was kind of, it's before YouTube and all that.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I thought that some big Hollywood producer was going to walk past and go, I'm going to put that guy in a movie. I like the way he jumps off that caravan. And so I was going to do that. And then, and I didn't, you know, there's like acting and all that. But then you've got to kind of, read the lines and then learn the lines. And then, so I just always, and I was quite good at just talking. So I thought, I'll do that as a job. And then I won, I won some tickets to see a comedy show when I was, oh, I started juggling. That was my, so then I was going to, yeah, I was going
to. Stuntman or a juggler.
Yeah, I was going to be, so I was going to join the circus. And then my plan was, so then I started doing a street show. I used to go and they used to do really well. Me and my mate, we used to go to the Newcastle where I'm from. We'd go into the town centre, set up a little, set up a suitcase and all that, do a show. And earn like good money, you know, like crazy money for like a couple of 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
We've been making like a couple of hundred.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you know, you get a massive crowd.
Huge.
And shit the bug. So I was earning like from doing that.
Yeah.
Like proper. So that's when I saw, I bought myself a video camera, bought myself more unicycles and stuff.
Yeah.
So this money's coming in. And I think my sort of mum and dad, they were both teachers. They sort of looked at it and just went, oh, hang on a second. This is...
He's onto something.
Yeah. Don't get a job. Do this. And then I won the tickets to see the stand-up show. And then I saw stand-up and I sort of saw that and just went, oh, that's the job. Because juggling and unicycling, you sort of like...
It's limited.
You're just covered in paraffin all the time, you know. You just sort of like, yeah. You know, you fire clubs and like, you know, it's a bit living out, you know, suitcase and props and stuff. With stand-up, you just turn up and do it. So I just went, that's what I want to do. Went and did 5 minutes at a local club. That went well.
Wow.
Got another gig. And it literally just went, it just went on from there. Just sort of like somebody saw me at that gig and then that one and then it just snowballed.
Gee.
And then, yeah.
Boxed in with Fifi Box.
Hello, I'm Ross Noble and I'm boxed in with Fifi Box.
In the world of political correctness gone mad, the one profession I really feel for is comedians because you can, basically, every joker is offensive to somebody somehow.
Yeah. Well, I sort of think, in a way, it's sort of quite, it's good at the moment in a way because we can all communicate now. So I think all that's happened is that people have just, for years, people have just accepted certain attitudes. And then now it is quite good because people are able to turn around and go, you know what? I'm not cool with that. And I think it's not, I don't think we've lost our minds over it. I just think that like all of a sudden we've only had the internet for such a short amount of time.
Mm.
We just haven't worked out the rules. People are communicating with people who they would never have communicated with. You know, when you're just in the pub, if there was a guy that was like, you know, shooting his mouth off, you go, oh, well, he's that.
Yeah.
Whereas now, everyone's
shooting their mouth off.
Everyone's communicating with everyone else. And I sort of think that in the same way that you look at kids and stuff that are, you know, can operate technology and stuff, I think for our generation, I think that in 10, 15, 20 years' time, we'll go, oh, yeah, right, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
But we're all of a sudden having to deal with things figure that we've out. Never, you know, because it's tricky because people are there going, oh, you should be proud of, you should be, you know, like the fat thing, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a man with fat legs. You should be proud of who you are. What about diabetes? Oh, yeah, that's tricky. Be proud of who you are. Be proud to get diabetes. And then the other people going, oh, but that's type 2 diabetes, not the type that don't drag us into your, don't start with a thing. Do you know what I mean? You go,
yes.
I wasn't really, I was just saying, don't, like, it's bad to, it's better to not, like, if you're not as fat, you're probably not going to get diabetes. But, yeah, but we have diabetes from the, and then the diabetes people get angry. And then, do you know what I mean? And you sort of, and then the people
are
going, oh, we gave ourselves diabetes. And then you go, we can't. So, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
it is. It's difficult.
So sorry.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Comedian Ross Noble is hanging out with me this week on Boxed In. What's your worst gig?
Oh, worst gig ever. I started when I was 15.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. So because I was a teenager, it's hard to know because like when you're that age, you don't, well, I didn't anyway. You sort of go, things just sort of roll off you a little bit more, you know, so I didn't sort of go, oh, I'm really, that's terrible. So what was the worst gig? Probably, I did a student gig once where they're all really drunk and they like threw bottles and stuff at me.
Yeah, that's no fun.
That's
not nice.
And then I used to do, it was less the gigs themselves and more just like, I remember like when I used to do sort of Essex, you know, which is a sort of like just outside of London. It's all a bit kind of, then they're a bit, oh, I might, yeah, what's happening? You, yeah, give yeah. It, you know, oh, I might large it up. They're a bit sort of, a little bit wide, a little bit, oh, I might, from the north, are you? From the north, come on in. Come on in, have some of that. Oh, I'm funny, mate. You want to meet my mate? He's funny. You know, it was all of that. You know, I used to do those gigs. And a couple of times I was sort of in the toilet afterwards.
Yeah.
And then you'd hear people.
What's
all that about it? What's he giving it? He's mental, that guy. So what's all that talking about? What's he talking about? So, yeah. And because my sort of like, yeah, when I first started, sort of, you know, if you had... You know, because it was mainly all blokes at the time, you know.
Yes.
Sort of like, you'd have the odd female comic, but there wasn't much of a, it wasn't diverse. It was basically just like, you'd have three blokes and then a bloke compere, and they'd all come on pretty, there was loads of comics that were pretty much doing the same stuff, you know. Oh, you know, this happens when you get drunk, blah, blah, blah. And then I used to come on and try and like, I'd talk about like Jason and the Argonauts and just sort of deliberately talk about things that were a little bit just off. And then that was fine when people got into it and, you know, I'd sort of play around with ideas, but then, you know, but you just literally, what's he on about? I don't even know what an Argonaut is, mate. What is an Argonaut? I don't know what an Argonaut is.
Comedian and ex-TV warm-up guy, Ross Noble, is my special guest.
TV people like to pretend it doesn't exist, you know, but like before a show, you'll have like a studio audience and then somebody comes out, gets them laughing. And sometimes that's when they record the laughter and it then gets dropped into the show.
I didn't even know that.
Did you?
No, I didn't know that. And I work on TV shows.
You work on telly all the time. You know the guy that comes out before? Yeah. They record the laughter.
Really?
Yeah. So there's no such thing as canned laughter. Those laughs, it is that audience. But then,
but they're your laughs. But they're,
yeah,
the warm-up guy.
Laugh. Yeah. So, yeah. So I used to do that. So I and it was great because it meant that I got to work on like loads of like brilliant, loads of brilliant shows.
What did you work on? What were some of the best?
All sorts of stuff. I used to do Vic Reeves and Bob Morton.
Yeah.
You know Vic and Bob? Yeah. So Vic and Bob, like French and Saunders and... Amando Iannucci had a show Friday night, Armistice. These were the good shows. And then I did like a lot of really terrible, terrible ones. I did one called Sick as a Parrot, which was a sports panel show.
Yeah.
And they used to have a live parrot in the studio. And the parrot never behaved itself, but it was the guy that looked after the parrot wrangler, was a guy calling himself Snake Hips Bobby. And he was a guy, he's a really small fella who wore a black tracksuit that was covered in parrot shit. But the thing was, is that he had hearing aids in.
Yeah.
So the parrot used to sit on his shoulder and when it got bored, it would just rip his hearing aids out. And Bobby would constantly in the parrot go, and it was so he's constantly pulling Bobby's hearing aids out. And then they'd go, Bobby, can we get the parrot on set? What? You know, and then it'd sit there and it wouldn't do. And of course, his hearing aids had been chewed through, so he couldn't hear what was going on.
It's the best.
So, yes. So I did a lot of, and I did another one, which was a show called Richard Littlejohn Live and Unleashed, I think it was called. And he was a sort of a fairly sort of right-wing columnist for one of the papers.
Yeah.
And then he had an entertainment show and he had... Barbara Windsor, a much-loved actress, Barbara Windsor.
Yes.
And the guest, so I was stood waiting to come, like, do me bit. I introduced him. And I just had this moment. This is a moment where I went, oh, no, I'm properly in showbiz now. I was stood there with Mad Frankie Fraser, who was one of the Cray twins.
Oh, yeah, the Cray, yes. Yeah.
So he was the guy that used to pull people's teeth out for the Cray twins, went to prison for, you know, Mad Frankie Fraser. He was a psychopath and he'd been booked on the show. So it was Barbara Windsor, Mad Frankie Fraser, and a group called the Half Monty, who were like the Full Monty, but they were gentlemen of restricted height. Dwarves, you would say, stripping dwarves. And then, I literally stood there. I stood in a corridor with like 10 naked men of restricted height, just going, I'm properly in showbiz now. Oh, excuse me a second. I just have to go on and introduce onto this chat show a man who pulled people's teeth out with pliers.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In with superstar comedian Ross Noble. You are heading out to all regional towns. I've just committed you to all regional towns.
No, no, no. Well, it's funny you say that because I'm glad you mentioned that because I did the tour. Yeah. I came over in February and then I started the tour and I did all the major cities. You know, we did all the big shows. And then I was trying to sort of keep the tour quite short because I thought I'd quite like to see my family. And then, and I know this is a bit of a sort of humble brag, but I got so much annoyance from people on Twitter going, you've sort of missed out Tasmania.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't fit it in. So like, because I had to go back to the UK to do a show that I've got going on over there. And so I literally went, you haven't done Tasmania and you haven't done like up the East Coast.
Yeah.
So I've put in, it's like all like towns, you know, Mackay towns, all of that.
Yeah, great.
And Tasmania. So this is my, I'm sort of calling it the El Hablador moral obligation tour. So I just, because people got really angry, just what you haven't come to Tasmania. So I just thought, you know what, instead of taking a month off and just not doing anything, I'll put some more shows on, so you're welcome.
It's the tour you're morally obliged to do. Yes, so yes. El Hablador, head to rossnoble.com for more information to check out all the venues where you can catch Ross. And just what a pleasure spending a whole hour with me this afternoon.
But we had a proper conversation.
We did.
A proper conversation.
I know, I loved every minute of it.
So thanks for having me.
Thank you.